When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Andrew.
Hey! Goldberg! I've been in that talk with the Chief, bro. Can you stop it?
No, I agree. I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Quack! 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 No! No!
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Ducks Fly Together. I'm Mike. Tommy's not here, but that's Kevin.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, the definitive My Dubs podcast. We are back. We have another guest. We have Forrest Rosetis on, the legendary Tibor Kapik. Kapik? One of the checkmates. What is the pronunciation of your character's last name? I did not ask that. Do you know?
I would say Kapik.
Kapik.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. We have been obsessed with the checkmates for a while now, ever since they first appeared in episode 6. Forrest, you are a checkmate. Very, legendary honor. But I want to go back here to, I'm always interested because, you know, when I was 15, 16, 17, I wasn't doing anything really, just, you know, hanging around. So you've been in quite a few things, and then Man in the High Castle, a bunch of other things. Just how do you get into acting at such a young age there?
Well, for me, it started like 5 years ago. I don't know. I watched a lot of movies with my family and everything, so I guess I was really inspired by that. So I remember vividly, it was one like before Christmas, I was like, I really want to be an actor. For some reason, I don't know where it came from. No one told me to do it, and I asked my parents or Santa for my Christmas present, could I get acting lessons? So it just started from there, and I did acting lessons, and then, you know, luckily found an agent through a friend, and I just kept going. Yeah.
Wow. Santa Claus coming through there.
Yeah.
Coming through in the clutch.
Changing lives out here. So, yeah. So as I mentioned, you had a few credits to your name, but how did, you know, the Mighty Ducks and this sort of opportunity come about? How did you even get involved?
Well, I started before the pandemic. I did have an audition for one of the series regulars on the Mighty Ducks. And, you know, I would say it's my fault for the audition. I wasn't my best prepared because we had a hockey tournament out also at that time because I play lots of hockey. And so I didn't get that one, but I was surprised after the pandemic started in October, I got an audition for Tibor. And I was like trying to remember, I'm like, oh yeah, this is for that Mighty Ducks Disney show. And so, yeah, I had the audition on a Wednesday. And then 3 days later on the Friday, I booked it just like that.
Wow.
It was pretty quick. And then the next Monday I had a COVID test. It was pleasantly surprised to hear that.
Okay.
And you are already in Vancouver at the time?
Yeah, that's right. I live here. Yeah.
Okay.
So who did you audition for originally?
I was told I'm not allowed to say that. So.
Oh, okay. Wow. Secret times. Okay. So
our Quackalites will have to guess.
Yeah. Another mystery to add to the board there. Yeah, so I guess like with Tibor, obviously you don't talk much. You are kind of one of the teammates, but it's not like, you know, you're front and center with a lot of lines. Like, what is that audition like when it's not like a big, you know, speaking part?
Right. So the audition, well, it was a self-tape. So I did it at home. We filmed it. It was very, very quick. It was just two couple lines and it was basically the first scene that we were introduced, right? And we just do that. It was very quick. It was like a 20 second self-tape. Well, that's how long it was. It took a lot longer to do it. But yeah, I mean, I went through it and I tr- try to get an accent down a little bit, and try to, like, you know, embody that new person feel, like the new kid at the school type thing. Kind of nervous, but also excited. Yeah.
How many takes did it take you for your self-tape?
That one? Oh, I don't know. Maybe 10. I always try to, you know, if you do a self-tape, you gotta get perfect, right? So.
Is that like a normal amount, or do you usually go higher, lower?
I usually go higher, because that was a pretty quick one, and usually take a quite a while usually on the bigger parts, you know, take the time.
Yeah. So you mentioned the accent. Like, were you studying Czech accents, or like how did you approach that initially, at least?
Right. Right. So initially, I was like, I know I'm like, oh, that's, you know, Eastern Europe. So I looked around, and yeah, I don't know. I just searched it up on YouTube and listened to a bunch of accents and try to get into my head and embody that, you know, that Czech accent.
How do you feel that you did? Do you think you nailed it?
I think I did not bad. You can't hear it much, but I think, you know, yeah, I think, I don't know. I'm not a native speaker of Czech, right? So maybe from a non-native speaker, it sounded good enough.
Yeah,
but I guess the bigger question is: are you preparing for more lines in season two at this point?
Well, I don't know right now about season two, but I guess I got to do some studying up. You could say. I got to refresh the accent.
Yeah. Did they just let you go with your regular accent or with the accent you had in the audition, or did they train you at all on the accent?
Right. So funny enough, there was a Czech native speaker on the crew. She was one of the wardrobe people, and she actually taught us, you know, to speak the Czech lines. And there were a lot of lines we learned. So it felt a lot more natural when we do like a few lines here and there. And she definitely really got us down on the accent. So it was a bit more different than the audition accent, because there's a lot more different enunciations you really got to do with the Czech. A lot of, you know, really using throat, I guess. That was one thing I learned.
Yeah. So was she teaching like swear words and stuff like that, or what is she?
I don't think so. Well, there's one line that was in the script, and she said it was kind of rude, so we did use that one.
Do you remember what it was, or what it was supposed to say?
It was something. I forget what it was, but it was something about like someone's mom. I don't know. It was something that was like written in English and it sounded completely fine, but then the translation into Czech didn't really sit well.
Okay. How much did they explain about the character, you know, going in, and did they say, hey, like these get the whole point of these kids is like, you know, they're not going to talk much. And then, you know, at the end, they're going to say a little bit, but like, how did they explain the whole sort of arc, or did they just say, hey, these are going to be Czech kids and they're going to be on the team and that's it?
I think it was more like the second part. I really wish there was more. Yeah. More of an arc in my, you know, in my ways, I tried to put arc to it, you know, but, you know, trying to work with what I had. But yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah. Well, there was an arc, right? Cause we eventually started speaking some English, a few couple words here and there. So you could say that the Czech mates learned a lot while we were there so far.
Yeah.
But so I guess this is just a question. What do you think the Czech mates were doing, like, when we didn't see them? You know what I mean? Like, what are their hobbies? What do they spend their time doing?
That's a great question. I love that. Well, I did think about it. I did think me, my brother and I, we would, you know, stay together a lot, just like we are in the show, and stick around. You know, we'd go to school and we'd sit in the quiet table with maybe a couple other foreign kids and everything. Hobbies, I guess a lot of hockey, some street hockey and everything, going back to our Czech roots, playing all of our hockey. And we also, I think we like to say that we lived with one of our aunts in, yeah, Yeah, I think it's what we did.
Nice. I like that. You got a whole backstory. Yeah. Did you think at all about like, you know, why they came and like how they ended up in Minnesota?
Right. We did talk about it. We did talk about it. I think it was either it was like we were like the best on our team and we're getting sent to, you know, go to the big leagues. I mean I think that's what I'm trying to maybe that's what I wanted to hear. But maybe that's not the case, but I don't know. I guess we wanted to go to America just to I don't know. I'm not the
Yeah, you're not the writer. So
I'm not the writer. Yeah.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. So like I guess one of our theories with the Techmates was like there was a lot that was like cut. Is that necessarily true? Like how much did you talk where, you know, or where stuff happened with the Checkmates that didn't necessarily make it into the season, or was it pretty much everything you shot in there?
Well, there were some other things that didn't make it because we did a lot of like different versions of the lines, right? Mm-hmm. We did one line in one take and we thought, that's good. How about we try this one? And then we just see which one got to the final cut there. But yeah, there was some other stuff, but, you know, tried to keep it clean and not take up all the air.
Yeah, fair enough. Obviously, like, kind of weird with the pandemic, but were you, after you booked this, like, were you in school? Like, were you able to, like, tell people you were on the series that was coming out? Or how secretive was it to be on this?
It's pretty secretive. You're not really allowed to say, you know, you could, you know, yeah, you're not really allowed to say. I knew some friends that like the movies and everything, so it was hard to keep it from them. So yeah, I'm still at school, so that was quite the ordeal going onto set, you know, 4 or 5 days a week, at, you know, doing school there, going back and forth. It did kind of work with that pandemic because everything was already online,
right?
Which was pretty useful, and teachers are pretty understanding of that. Yeah.
Now,
just a quick question. Have any other kids in your school grade, you know, anybody in your vicinity, have they ever booked a show or anything like that? Because I mean, Vancouver's a pretty like well-known film location. So I just don't know how often it's like local talent comes from Vancouver. I'm just kind of curious about that. If you knew anybody that you grew up with or anything that had a similar situation.
Yeah, exactly. One of my best friends, he also got into acting right after me. And then another friend, he also got into acting right after me. I think we all wanted to do that. We took acting classes together and they also booked some stuff. And also for like local talent and everything, lots of the shows that are filmed here, they have to have Canadian mm-hmm. talent because then, I don't know, I guess it would be unfair. I don't know. But yeah, I got to meet a lot of people, and I see a lot of people when before we were doing self-tapes because of the pandemic, I would see a lot of the same people going for the same roles at the auditions. And sometimes I'd see someone and I'd go, oh, darn, they're here. I'm not going to get it. And it was pretty funny to see who would also be there.
Do you ever play any mind games with them, with with your rivals?
No, it's pretty friendly. We're not trying to cut each other down here.
Wow, very honorable. I guess, you know, you're Checkmate, you expect that. But so it wasn't like a big deal. You weren't like the big shot coming back to school now that you know you're on this Disney series.
No, I don't try to tell all my friends and everything. It's not really a, you know, a big triumphant thing for me. I try to keep it to myself, but yeah, I think it was pretty cool. Some of my friends were pretty big fans of the movies, and they've seen them. Some big hockey fans, so yeah, I think it was interesting to see my friends' reactions. Mm-hmm.
Have you tried to impress any girls with this fame? I guess you would call.
Not just yet. Maybe okay. Maybe I should try it.
Yeah, just drop a line. You know, I was in Mighty Ducks and see what happens.
comes out of it.
Let's go on though. So Emmy nominations came out today. You were not nominated. How devastating is that?
Yeah, I was waiting to see the nominations, and I don't know, man. I was quite disappointed. I thought my acting was tremendous. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, you captured our attention with limited screen time, so.
Thank you.
Yeah, I figured, you know, instead of the entire cast of Ted Lasso getting like outstanding supporting in a comedy, I figured, you know, we could fit in one of the checkmates. But so your other checkmate, I think Zenon Brown is his name. Yeah. Did you know him at all? Is he a local kid too, or what was your relationship like?
No, I didn't know him beforehand, but yeah, he's also from Vancouver. No, when I first met him, he was very nice, everything. I knew we were going to get along. At first, in the script, a lot of people thought we were supposed to be twins. And some of the crew kept calling us twins. Clearly, we did not really look like twins. I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, we got along. Because we were some of the only local kids. It was quite interesting. Yeah, I don't know. He was very nice. I liked him. We talked a lot about... Because he also played hockey as well.
Nice. Obviously, Canadian, you play a lot of hockey. These kids coming in, you know, they're Americans learning the game. You know, how much did you play hockey with them? And, like, did you just dominate them in these scrimmages? Or what was that hockey scenes like?
Right. So, it's pretty funny. So, I have a story. I've been playing hockey for, you know, more than 10 years, whatever, my whole life. And we get all new gear when I went to... Because we went to fitting and everything, and all new gear for the Don't Bothers, and I was like, "Oh, these skates! I'm really used to the skates I've had. I've had them for several years, and I get on the ice, and I look kind of new, and I was kind of nervous. Everyone's gonna think I kind of suck at hockey." And so, before we start filming, some of the kids would go on the ice and tool around with some of the pucks, and we start playing, and Brady breaks my ankle, and I fall down. I was quite embarrassed there, so I was pretty determined. I was not going to do that again, so I thought that was pretty funny.
Did you get him back?
I did, eventually, but I think we're even now.
Yeah, so of the, you know, non-Canadians, I think the kid who played Logan was also, I think he's from Toronto, but he also played a lot of hockey. Like, who was sort of the best hockey player out there? Who impressed you as a sort of... native hockey player, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, so Kiefer, who played Logan, definitely out of like, well, he's already played hockey his whole life as well. He's very good at hockey, very skillful with the hands, and you can see with the pancake shot. and then I'd say, yeah, everyone was really good. I was very surprised for their first times playing, all the American kids. They learned very, very quickly. Like, even throughout the time I was there, they also very much improved from, you know, episode 6 all the way to the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess you guys are in the second half of the season. Do you guys come in to filming later, or were you with them sort of at the training camp and stuff like that the whole time?
No. So, it was more like, you know, halfway through, we kind of met them. We weren't there for the pilot and everything, but... You know, we did hang around. We got a lot of time on set, even though we're not, you know, in it and everything all the time. But we're there with all the kids and really got to know them and everything, which was really cool. And I kind of disappointed because COVID, we didn't get to hang out after, you know, outside of working, which I think would have been fun because everyone's like really nice and, you know, just like good kids. That's what I noticed.
Yeah.
Do you guys keep in touch at all? Do you guys have like a group chat or anything?
Yeah, we try to keep in touch and everything, especially when we're watching all the episodes and yeah.
How, like, what is that like, I guess, to watch yourself? Because that is going to be an experience I'm never going to have in my life in any significant way, I guess. So, like, what is that like to go watch yourself, you know, playing an actor and I guess a different character? And what were the sort of the emotions like there?
Right. Well, I would say, you know, a lot of actors, they find watching themselves kind of difficult. I don't really find that. I think it's kind of interesting because you get to like learn off of it. And some people think it's, you know, some people, I know lots of my friends, they think, oh, it's embarrassing. But once you finally see it on the big screen, you're kind of surprised. They make you look really good. That's one thing I noticed. And it, I mean, the show just does look great. And I find it kind of funny when I do see myself on the TV, I find it really weird. It's like, oh yeah, that's me. Right. With all these other, you know, famous people. But yeah, I think, you know, watching myself on in the show, I think it's pretty cool. It's like, hey, I was there.
What do you think, like, what's your next, like, what's your ideal, like, next big part? Like, I mean, this is your chance to kind of, you know, sell yourself to,
yeah, to the, we have connections
out there.
Right. I don't know. I really want to be in a movie. I have yet to be in a movie. So that's the next step here.
There you go.
We need to get him in Alex Vlahos.
Oh yes, they are filming in like Wales though. What's your thought on the, you know, traveling, international travel? We got some connections overseas.
I would love to travel. I've always liked to travel, so going somewhere new would be pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
all right, Mike will make it happen.
I made a lot of promises. I don't know how much I can keep, but yeah. But we'll start flooding your name around. So let's, I guess, first of all, did you try to sneak some stuff in the background? You know, as like playing on the team, obviously you're going to be in the background for a lot of shots. Did you try to sneak anything in the background that we should maybe look out for in rewatching?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you could probably hope for that. I think there was one scene, I don't know if it made it in, but, we were drinking the juice, like the green juice,
yeah,
for the training part. And in the background, I remember one shot, I kind of everyone else like discussed, and I was like, oh yeah, this is good. They kind of give a little smile. I don't think I made it in, but I thought that was pretty funny.
All right, nice. I'm gonna look at the green juice scene again. Or the montage there. So let's move on though. Let's go to the quack question. As I told Forrest earlier, we told people that we had a legendary checkmate coming on, and we asked people for what questions they had. So we typically take the best ones, try to answer them. Kevin, do you have a quack question for us today?
Yeah. Some of these are kind of already answered, so they kind of indirectly got their answers, but I do like this one. This one comes from Adam Ferry on Facebook. Adam's question is, are you aware of the growing fan club that demands a larger role and backstory for the Checkmates?
Yes, I've been made aware, and I root for that as well. I think there should be a little more background, I think, yeah.
and then we have a total opposite question from CF3234 in the Discord, who asks, do they wish they had less lines?
I don't know about that. Maybe people don't like listening to us. I don't know.
Yeah.
I do think it would have been pretty funny if there were zero lines from you guys and you guys were just mute the entire time. I think it would have maybe added a little more mystique to it.
Yeah, the mysterious funny players. Already. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that, where like it would be funny if they just never addressed, you know, the Checkmates at all, and they were just always there.
To have the extra players there on the team, so it qualifies as a team. Yeah.
Yeah. So do they, you know, say, hey, we're leaving open an option for season two? Do they like talk about future seasons at all with you, or like how does that work?
Well, you know, like at the end of filming, everyone was pretty excited. Everyone thinks there's going to be season two and everything. I'm still waiting. We're still waiting to see what happens. Mm-hmm. So I haven't heard anything yet. I can't, you know, I have nothing to hide, but, yeah. I feel the sentiment at the end, everyone was pretty stoked. Everyone, you know, really liked the show. So, you know, still hoping for a second season, but, you know, we'll see.
I feel like your face is telling a different story. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. Well, yeah, leave it up to mystery.
Kind of to follow that up. I mean, if there was a season two, what would you like to see? Like, where would you like to see your character go?
The checkmates. I don't know. Maybe some random, like, we'd suddenly get amazing at hockey and make a goal, a great play. I think that would be a dream. Maybe like a 2-on-0, me and Havel going down the ice, back and forth, and you know, get in there on the big screen.
I like it. I also kind of like the idea of like you guys becoming like the two best and then getting poached by Coach T.
Oh,
somehow.
And then maybe,
becoming the villains.
Yeah, the traitors. I don't know if the checkmates want to be I don't have good trust with everyone. Still trying to make new friends here.
Yeah, but that is a good point. I feel like they could have put you into a montage of scoring. I think they mentioned that everyone on the team had scored at least once. So I'm disappointed now that you mention it that there wasn't a scene of the checkmates scoring a goal in some sort of montage as the don't bothers got better. Did you film anything that showed you guys scoring?
I do remember I got an assist. Both of us got an assist. They cut like right before one of the shots, but you know, I could still say I got an assist in the show.
Okay.
You know what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're on the score sheet. That's really all that matters.
So. Yeah.
Does Tibor have like a go-to move?
A go-to move? I'd like to imagine he goes a lot of chipping off the boards. I do that also in hockey, going around the defender.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice. Do people, know at these hockey games, do they know you were in the Mighty Ducks? Have you taken any trash talk since the series has come out while you're on the ice, just in your real life?
Well, unfortunately, hockey ended right after the show,
right,
the season. So maybe next season, maybe I'll see some people. There are some hockey players that are in the same club as I am who were in the show as the other teams we also play. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll see them there.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. That would be quite the game, I guess, if you had, Lumberjacks players. It would be like an all-star game in real life.
Yeah,
it'd
be the rivalry lives on.
Yeah, I like this. I'm willing to bet, especially since there were other kids who were, as extras or whatever you want to call them. I'm willing to bet you get some slack there. Are you, mentally prepared for this newfound, heat on you during these games?
Maybe, yeah, I'll have to think about it a little more. I'll try to watch what I do, try not to piss them off a little bit. don't want to get under their skin. Maybe they'll, yeah, we'll see. But we did pretty good. So maybe they'll be a little bit intimidated.
That's true. But yeah, I'm just saying, you might want to have some comebacks at the ready for when they, come at you. But this has been delightful. Kevin, is there anything else?
Wait.
Okay.
Yes. So I guess the first question would be, were you a fan of Mighty Ducks growing up?
Yeah. So
you been a fan recently?
Recently, yes. But I had, when, before the audition, everything, I did not see the movies yet. But my dad's definitely talking about it. I knew the real Ducks, the Anaheim Ducks, were from the Disney show. But yeah. I know there aren't many hockey movies out there, so I've definitely, a couple of my friends have seen it and they loved it. So, I was quite interested when I got the audition for acting and it was hockey. So I think it was just, the perfect thing for me.
So did you watch all three of the originals?
I have to be honest, I have not seen the second and third.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. Maybe, yeah. It's on my bucket list.
All right, I guess we have to save the rankings question because you'd by default have to put number one first. But We'll have to follow up with you. Let us know whenever you watch those.
Yeah, for sure. I'll tell you guys which ranking. One I like best.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. I don't know. Are you going to get in trouble for admitting that you did not watch all three? Did they tell you to watch the Mighty Ducks before you know came on set? Or
no, but no, they didn't. But I think it was implied. I did watch the first one, and I saw that. I felt it was a lot like the Goonies. Mm. You know, all the kids. I love those type of movies and everything. So it was quite entertaining.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us, you know, 1 to 5 stars on D1. What's your rating?
I'll give it a 5.
5. There we go.
Smart
yeah.
answer.
Yeah. Yeah. He's right in our demo, right in the wheelhouse for us. All right. Forrest, we appreciate you coming on. Anything you want to plug? Anything you want to, you know, get out to the people to promote?
Well, I don't know. Go watch, restream Disney Plus, the Mighty Ducks Game Changers.
There you go. Yeah. Juice the numbers.
Yeah.
Disney Plus, Mighty Ducks Game Changers. Let's get a season 2 going. We know they're paying attention. For us, thequacktech.com. Go there. Contact us at QuackTechPod on Twitter, Facebook.com/QuackTechPod. Go to iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Tell us your favorite Checkmates moment. Thanks to all our producers. We appreciate you. And remember, Ducks fly together.
Quack, quack.
Ain't no turning back. Got to believe.